This is the Read On Air podcast from RNIB.
Brian Limond, or Limmy, is a Scottish comedian and author, best known for his self-titled Limmy's Show. He also branched into writing with his first book, Daft Wee Stories, which quickly became a bestseller in 2015. And now he's back with a new book. And, as with Daft Wee Stories, he recorded the audiobook version at the RNIB Talking Books Studio in Glasgow. Before he chats to Robert, here's a world exclusive. For the first time anywhere, here's Limmy reading from his brand new book, That's Your Lot.
I'm sitting in a bin. I'm not doing it for a dare. There isn't anybody around that I'm showing off to. I haven't woken up here after a night on the piss. This isn't something I'm going to tell everybody about later and they'll all pat me on the back and tell me I'm a legend. It's quite sad, actually, I think. This bin I'm in, it's my bin. It's my wheelie bin. I'm in my wheelie bin, in the bin area for my block, around the back. It's 2 a.m, I'm freezing, and I'm crouched down in my bin with the lid shut. I'm standing up a bit now, and pushing the lid open and having a look out. I'm looking up to the back of the building, the back of the tenement building that I live in. I'm looking at flat 3-1, where I live. And now I'm looking below my flat, at flat 2-1, where Nick stays. Nick's probably all wrapped up in bed right now, all cosy. I'm thinking about just getting out. Maybe I should just get out and go upstairs and get back into my bed as well. Maybe have a shower to get rid of the smell, then get into my bed and get all cosy. But when I think about it, I know that if I do that, then I'll just be right back to square one. That'll change. So I'm crouching back down and shutting the lid, and I'm just going to sit here.
Limmy reading from his brand new book, That's Your Lot. And Limmy joins me now. Now you've just finished recording the book. How do you feel?
Oh, knackered. It's strangely knackering just to read a book. I know there's a lot of workies and all that would disagree about how knackering that type of work is, but actually is. It's maybe the hardest job there is.
It's called That's Your Lot. Does that mean it's your last book?
No. Some people have asked, is that? It kind of means, see, the stories are all be a bit, they're not depressing, but they've all got lives, a lot of them are kind of about lives that are sort of ruined or bad endings. Like a kind of thing, like, if you're unhappy with your life, well, sorry, but that's your lot. It's that type of thing. It's a bit like, you know, Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? Is that kind of white? There's nothing else I can do anyway. You know, I wouldn't dump this for anything else.
So it's a lot darker than Daft Wee Stories.
It's a bit darker, it's a wee bit more kind of serious, less kind of punchlines in them. There's lots of funny things, but less kind of boom-tish sort of endings that I'd had at Daft Wee Stories. So they're a wee bit more serious. So when I do the book reading stuff, it's going to be, there's only a few stories that are kind of good for reading out. Mm. The rest of them are all too, a bit glum. But that's the sort of thing that makes me laugh.
And quite hateful characters. And I'm thinking specifically about the last longer story, Benidorm.
Oh, aye, the story Benidorm is about a guy that's maybe some kind of psycho or something, but I like baddies, I like psychopaths, and not in real life, but, well, for afar, I love them for afar. So I like, he's a not a nice person, but I like people who aren't very nice, but there's a side to him, you go, well, maybe it's because of this, maybe it's because of that, but the same could be said for the worst people in all of humanity.
And why is it not called My Moz Had Her Heed Kicked In?
I said on Twitter the other day. Well, I had this sketch and I had this wee video of one of my live shows. Mum's had her head kicked in. And it was a funny thing, and people, it doesn't sound funny when you just say it like that, right? But it's kind of funny in the video, right? And I thought, I want something that just sounds sort of mad, and I was going to call the book Mum's Had Her Head Kicked In or something like that. But then my girlfriend reminded me that even though she likes that video, she thinks that's funny, there are books that are called something like that and they're serious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got the kind of handwriting font at the front and a faded picture of a Wayne at the front. You know, it's like somebody's childhood where the maw really did get her head kicked in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, aye, right enough. And I would have to explain my sense of humour to people. I'm sorry, you find that funny, do you? But aye and no. So it's hard to explain. So I just went, no, I won't do it.
Was it easier second time around? both the writing and the reading of the audio version?
The writing, the longest one, that Benidorm one, like 10,000 words, that was a lot harder than writing 5,000 word ones. I like kind of wee bursts, sort of sitting in a cafe or sitting in the house and having an idea, and you just start typing, and it usually lasts about 2,000 words. But one of these longer ones, that gets harder. But I don't know, it's about the same. I think maybe Daffy's stories is a bit easier. I don't know, because I was coming up with lots of daft stuff, really daft stuff. This, I wanted it to be a wee bit more, still kind of daft, but in some ways it was easier because Daffy's stories has got these wee punchlines. How's it going to end? How's it going to end? Whereas this, I was just thinking more about what's happening in the middle rather than the ending. Mm-hmm. The only way to find it is by listening.
Would you ever do a full-length novel?
I wanted, but my next one, I want to do it. I've been thinking of ideas, and I think I could do it this way, doing it that way, but I think, like a lot of people writing a book, you just go like that. I can't do it. It's just rubbish. It's just pointless. It's rubbish. So I've been thinking about doing a novel that's sort of more like short stories pieced together, that type of thing, rather than chapters where it's just kind of character building story, you know, like sort of building things up. I like, because I come from a sketch writing background and this short story, or these short stories sort of background, it suits my mind better to think of everything as wee snippets, a wee short story. So that's what I want to do with the third one. It's maybe a hybrid between a book of short stories and a novel. Mm. So we'll see.
Now, when we talked before, you just finished reading Daft Wee Stories, and I think during the interview I might have used the word narrative, and I've since discovered you don't like that word. What have you got against the word narrative?
The reason why I hate it is because it is everywhere. It's politics, sports stuff, it's everywhere controlling it. I was saying to somebody today that since me saying that I don't like the word narrative, I get tweeted it all the time, examples of it in the radio or telly, and there's somebody tweeting me like a wee video, a football commentator saying Ronaldo or whoever is very much controlling the narrative on the pitch, and it's politics stuff. The narrative, got to change the narrative. Narrative, 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 narrative. It's used in place of talking point of view. It's used just, it's hard to explain. I must sound a wee bit mad to anybody going, I don't get what his problem is, but once you spot it, a couple of years ago, it wasn't there. And then just suddenly, it's rocketed, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, but I watched a video the other day where a guy said, you have to stop this talking point of saying everything is fake news. And I'm like, he could have used the word narrative there instead of talking point. It's changing. It's changing. It's talking point. I couldn't believe it. Like, it's happening now. It's over. Light at the end of the tunnel.
And if I used it in the interview with you last time, I'm sorry. Now, what are you reading just now?
I'm not reading anything. I'm not much of a reader, funnily enough. It's probably why my vocabulary isn't very big. It isn't very lots. If you read my book, I've got the word stupid a lot, and I don't really use a lot of words, so maybe it's because I don't read a lot and I don't have a lot of different things going into my head. I've just got the ideas that I've got, but not really reading it. I read a kind of Stephen King thing and then I sort of stop if it starts to feel a bit too long or I lose interest. But I was reading some short stories by Raymond Carver, who I hadn't heard about a while back, and he's dead now, some 70s short story writer, and I really liked his stuff, and it kind of influenced That's Your Lot a wee bit, because they're more about mundane stuff and relationships and all that, and I just liked it. It just ends. Mm-hmm. The stories just end, rather than, there's this kind of like beginning, middle and end, and it's all leading up to this event at the end. It's just slice of life sort of stuff, they call it. So that kind of rubbed off in me a wee bit. With the type of stories I was doing. But that's it. Other than that, I'm not reading anything.
That's Your Lot will be released in audio on the same day as the print version. When will that be?
That's Your Lot comes out on the 4th of May, or May the 4th, and one way to remember that is May the 4th be with you, which has got nothing to do with Star Wars at all.
And now on RNIB Connect Radio, another clip from Lemmy's book, That's Your Lot.
I thought it would be obvious to everybody which bin was mine, but people would dump their bags in it anyway. So I got a pen and wrote my flat number on the lid, and then it stopped. Well, almost stopped. The students that lived downstairs in the flat that Nick's now in, they'd still sometimes dump their bags in my bin, even though my flat number was on it. They didn't date as often as before, but they still did it. But then they moved it, and I thought it would stop there. But then Nick moves in, and a week after he moved in, I came down here with a bag, I opened my bin, the one with flat 3-1 written on it, and instead of seeing an empty bin, it was full. I tore open the bag to see if I could find an envelope to see an address. Not that I would ever do anything. Not that I would take the envelope to the person's door to show that I'd caught them, because I don't think you're allowed to open somebody's bin bags, even if they're in your own bin. But I wanted to know.
And indeed, that's Our Lot from Limmy until production of his book is complete next month. It will, of course, then be available for download from the RNIB Talking Books Library. My thanks to Robert and to Limmy for that exciting news.
Thanks for downloading the Read On Air podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.